Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats spent a lot of time preparing for the Denver Broncos late in the 2011 season. They were a regular season opponent in Week 15, and then less than a month later, a divisional round opponent. That meant a lot of film study on Tim Tebow, who became a bit of a Bronco savior in 2011. Well, all that prep work for Denver's offense from last year, it's pretty much useless now with the Pats preparing for this year's version of the Broncos, and that's where we begin our Week 5 opponent preview.
Say 95% different.
One guy makes all the difference, or at least all but 5% of the difference. Out goes Tebow, in comes Peyton Manning, and the look and feel of the Broncos offense is entirely transformed. Bill Belichick says the Broncos offense in 2012 is, quote, identical to the Colts offense that Manning ran for so many years. A lot of two tight end, three receiver sets, keeping a step ahead of the defense and producing, which Vince Wilfork and the Patriots have seen plenty of over the years.
And Denver done a real good job of actually letting him come in and, you know, do what he do best. It's a different offense than last year defense. I mean, Denver, and they scoring points. They playing very well as a unit, but especially offensively, he's running that ship pretty good right now.
The Broncos' rushing attack is led by Willis McGahee, who has 325 yards on the ground, just behind Stephen Ridley within the AFC's top 10 this year. McGahee has three of Denver's four rushing TDs, but most of Denver's scoring has come in the air. Manning has utilized two former Colts who joined him in Denver, wideout Brandon Stokley and tight end Jacob Tammy. But the bulk of the production comes from Eric Decker and Demaryius Thomas, a rising duo, each of whom have more than 300 receiving yards.
Playing against those guys last year two times, we knew they had good receivers, you know, with Demaryius Thomas, Decker, and then, I mean, a guy like Stokley has been playing, you know, 14 years in this league. It's obvious he can get open. He's been doing it for a long time. But, you know, we know with Decker and Thomas, they're big physical guys that we're going to have to try to challenge them when they go down the field. And then when they catch underneath passes, it's trying to get them on the ground.
Denver has a pair of defensive playmakers who focus on getting the opposing quarterback on the ground. Elvis Dumervil and reigning NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year Von Miller have combined for 16 quarterback hits so far this year, second in the league. Denver has the 7th-ranked defense in the NFL at the quarter mark, and the Broncos have allowed just one rushing touchdown so far.
It's not just those two guys. It's kind of everybody by scheme, and those two in particular, individual pass rushes, but you can't fall asleep on the rest of them either. It's good active defense.
Now, this is incredible. Call this the sibling rivalry season for the Patriots. For the third time in the first 5 weeks of the season, the Pats have a player going up against his brother. Week 1, Tennessee, it was the McCourty brothers, Devin and Jason. Week 3 against Baltimore, the Jones brothers, Chandler against Arthur. And now in Week 5, Patriots Broncos, it's the Gronkowski family with a bit of a reunion. Rob on the Patriots, Chris, a fullback for the Broncos. Should be fun here this Sunday for the Gronk family. That's going to do it for this opponent preview, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.